Welcome back, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I will be interviewing Elizabeth Byrne, an MD PhD student here at Quan Lab. So, Elizabeth, what do you study here at the Quan Lab?
So, in the Quan Lab, I'm studying women's health, and in particular, I'm really interested in a part of a woman's body called the cervix, which is kind of the barrier between the inside world and the outside world, and we're interested in studying the immune cells that are there.
Nice. So, what do you think is one of the best personal qualities for a medical school student?
That's a great question, Lucy. I think one of the best qualities is wanting to genuinely get to know other people and really like to talk to other people, because that's what you'll do for a lot of the time in the hospital. Another good quality is being really interested in lots of different things, because you have to learn a lot of stuff in the classroom parts of medical school.
So being social and concentrating?
And being curious, I guess.
Yeah. So what advice would you give someone that is wanting or is coming to the Quan Lab?
Kind of similar qualities, actually, are really good in the Quan Lab. So I think the Quan Lab is really good for people who like to work in teams and like to work with lots of other people to solve a problem. A lot of times science can be kind of a solo task, but that's not usually how we do science here, and I think that's what makes it really fun. I think another thing is that the questions that we ask tend to bridge some clinical questions with some questions in science, and so you kind of have to be interested in all of those. And I think another piece of advice would be prepared to be really inspired and do things because you are really excited about the work and excited about the impact that we can have here.
So why did this work type interest you, and how did you get started?
So I met Doug, Dr. Kwan, when I was 19 and I was a freshman in college and I was looking for a summer research lab. And I talked to him about the project and was so excited about what he told me. So I started working that summer and then I kept coming back. And then I spent a couple years away from the lab doing other projects. I spent a couple years in medical school and now I'm back once again because I evidently could not stay away. But I think what's really exciting to me about this lab and Dr. Kwan is really how connected our research is to people's health and well-being. And I think really feeling like what we do here is going to make a difference in the world. And that's really inspiring and exciting to come in every day and think about that.
So, ending question. What are some of your favorite hobbies?
I love dogs. I don't have a dog because I can't take care of a dog at this moment in my life, but it is really quite aspirational, so I hang out with other people's dogs. I love to travel. I think many people in this lab really love to travel. We sometimes travel together, and then we have a blast. We're all traveling together this weekend to go to Maine, so we'll have a great time, and I love to go to the beach. It's my other hobby.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, and thank you, everyone, for listening to my podcast. Bye, I'm out.